Welcome to the Wisconsin Family Connection. Stay tuned to hear Wisconsin Family Council President Daniel Degner reveal how the important legislative and cultural issues of our day affect you and your family.
Next Tuesday, Wisconsinites will cast their ballots in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. Like every election, this one will have far-reaching consequences for our state. Self-proclaimed liberal and former Democrat State Representative Chris Taylor and self-proclaimed independent jurist Maria Lazart will face off for the open seat on the Wisconsin State Supreme Court. If Taylor wins, the liberals will gain a 5-2 majority on the court. Taylor's history includes 8 years as a lobbyist for Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin and nearly a decade as one of the most progressive Democrats in the legislature. During her time in the legislature, Taylor supported a laundry list of radical legislation, including legalizing abortion through all 9 months, legalizing recreational marijuana, legalizing same-sex marriage, banning styrofoam packaging, and eliminating the requirement that state parks be open to hunting, fishing, and trapping. She also authored a bill that could have potentially shielded doctors providing gender transition procedures to minors from liability, and is against school choice. While Taylor claims to be nonpartisan, her history demonstrates her undeniable fidelity to the Democratic Party. In fact, Taylor's top donor in the race is the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Maria Lazart has spent her legal career primarily in civil litigation and public service. In addition to 2 decades of private practice, she served as an assistant attorney general, a Wisconsin Circuit Court judge in Waukesha County, and a judge on the Wisconsin Court of Appeals. Lazart centers her campaign on judicial impartiality and constitutional interpretation. This race between Taylor and Lazart brings back the decades-old controversy of the relationship between judges and the Constitution. Liberal justices like Taylor view our Wisconsin Constitution and the United States Constitution as living documents. Rather than attempting to understand the original meaning, they seek to twist the Constitution to fit their own agendas. Taylor's judicial philosophy includes legislating from the bench, using her position as an arbitrator to push her own personal, political, and social agendas. A win for Taylor would place another radical liberal and judicial activist on the court for the next 10 years. In contrast, Lazart presents herself as an independent jurist. Independent jurists base their decisions on legal principles and seek to avoid caving to the pressure of political parties or public interests. As an originalist, Lazart believes that the Constitution should be interpreted as it was understood when it was written. She believes in the separation of powers and stands against judicial activism. A win for Lazart would keep the liberal majority from growing and provide an opportunity to flip the court in upcoming years. The Wisconsin Supreme Court decides important matters of life, family, and religious freedom that impact daily life in our state. The ramifications of this election, whether positive or negative, will be felt by Wisconsinites for years to come. Alongside the Supreme Court race, voters will also find many local elections. While these elections may seem less important than the Supreme Court race, they will actually make a significant impact on communities. School boards, mayors, and officials at the city and county levels make many crucial local decisions that have immediate consequences for ordinary citizens. This spring, please make voting a top priority and voice your values. In addition, share the importance of this election and honoring God with your vote with your friends and family. If you would like to take advantage of early voting opportunities, you have until the end of this week in most municipalities. Visit myvote.wi.gov to survey your early voting options. You can also contact your clerk for more election details pertinent to your community. If you plan to vote on April 7th, make sure to schedule time that day to cast your ballot so it doesn't unintentionally get crowded out. If possible, leave a second gap in your schedule in case your first plan to vote falls through. When Christians remain silent by failing to vote, candidates who oppose biblical values often gain the upper hand. This spring election, use your vote to make your voice heard. For Wisconsin Family Council, this is Daniel Degner reminding that God, through the prophet Hosea, said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."
This has been the Wisconsin Family Connection with Daniel Degner, president of Wisconsin Family Council. Our address is Post Office Box 14440, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708. Call us toll-free at 888-378-7395. For a transcript of this or other programs, visit us online at wisconsinfamilycouncil.org. Thanks for joining us.